I mean,
Wendy, the recording is in process. Today is December 5th, Wendy.
Yeah.
And as I look at my watch, Wendy, is your birthday tomorrow?
My birthday is tomorrow. I'll be 46 years old, I think. I think I'm 46. Are you 44?
Yes, I'm 44, yeah.
Okay, then I'll be 46 and you'll be 45 in February. So yeah, I'll be 46 years old. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, Wendy, but happy early birthday.
Thank you very much.
How was your Thanksgiving, Wendy?
It was good. Listen, lots of eating. You know, everybody's favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving is eat. Really good football games, in my opinion, over the weekend as well. So just had a wonderful time. You and Destiny came up for the weekend, so really enjoyed spending time with y'all. So really just had a great Thanksgiving. What about you?
Wendy, Thanksgiving's always great. I'm always amazed. Do you think there's more Thanksgiving food cooked or eaten?
Cooked.
Yeah, it seems like it. I know people, you know, we end up eating on it for 3 or 4 days, but it just, like, golly, man, there's a bunch of food.
Well, because everybody sits there. You don't want to not have enough food. That's, like, the worst thing ever. You sit there and you're like, okay, well, there's 8 people, and you figure basically a pound per person, which is atrocious, let's be honest. But that's kind of how people think. You make, like, Chris made 2 casseroles. We were never going to need 2 casseroles of stuffing.
But let me just say something. Chris could open up a restaurant with that shrimp stuffing that he does, or really dressing, good, however you say it. It's got just enough kick to it. Chris, unbelievable. What do you call it? Dressing?
Yeah, well, he calls it stuffing or dressing. But yeah, it's a real winner on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Does it have a name?
Seafood stuffing is what he calls it. He calls it seafood stuffing.
Well, right now you can open up a restaurant. It is incredible. Everything, you know, had a great time. Had a great weekend, Wendy. There is football. There's something on my mind. Chris Arnold, Nacho, might be joining us. He all of a sudden has had some meetings come up. We're trying to get him on. Not sure if he's going to show up or not. If he does, we'll get him in. Wendy, I have to say something.
Okay.
You know, when we started this show, it was Trey and Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
What's my sister on one about?
Yep.
This year, it was given out through some people that was like really hard to find. What if we change the show? So we changed the show to Fourth and Wendy.
Right.
Our views are down a little bit.
Down.
The subscribers, you know, we struggle getting subscribers. Wendy, are we going to have to go back to the original name of this podcast?
So I've got 2 theories on it because y'all know I'm a conspiratist. I'm not even saying that right, but y'all know that I am. So what I find is when Alabama starts losing and we've won 2 games, we've lost 2 games this year, viewership goes down a little bit. So,
hold on. Let me let the dog out. Keep going. Let me let the dog out.
Here's my theory on it, everybody. And I do the same thing. So after Alabama loses, I don't listen to anything. I don't want to hear anybody. I don't want to hear what anybody has to say about it. I don't care. I don't watch Feinbaum. I literally do not watch anything when Alabama loses. So what I'm wondering if is, it's not a little bit of the same. I'm wondering if I do that, then I don't know why maybe other people wouldn't do that. So I think if you look at the shows that have the least amount of views, it's typically after a loss. It's typically after a loss, and I think most Alabama fans, we just don't want to hear any more of it. They go crazy on ESPN, Feinbaum, and the radio shows every time Alabama loses. There's not much more you can listen to. Also, I'm wondering if doing it on Thursday is not too late in the week, because we're kind of regurgitating at that point what everybody else has already said all week.
Well, put it in the comments if you want to put it in the comments. And I've said it a million times. People have this phone number. I've debated on whether giving the phone number out to the public.
Right.
A lot of our friends and family, you know, we got Mom, we got Gina, they're hardcore. Mike has made a few calls. Nacho called once. There's some people that have called, and we do appreciate those calls, but not a lot of calls. We might have to give that number out to the public.
Right, just to see.
spice it up a notch. And if we should do it on a different day, y'all let us know in the comments if we should do it a different day. Wendy, let's get into the ball games. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy holiday season. If you are a late shopper like I am this year, Thanksgiving is late.
Yeah.
You better get on the ball.
Oh, yeah.
This year, I'm going to do good. This year, it's a new Thurgood Johnson.
Trey, you say this every year and you wait till 2 days before Christmas and go buy everybody a blanket. Like, this
This year, I've got this handled. Okay. I'm going to make it work. All right, let's get into the games, Wendy. We get in snuggled in on Friday night. Really good games, Wendy. Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets go to the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia's supposed to come into the game. Georgia's supposed to win the game by 14, 20 points. And Georgia Tech says, not so fast, my friend, Wendy. It goes into 8 overtimes. Really great football game. Georgia wins game 44-42. Wendy?
Well, so everybody remembers last week, I told y'all this wasn't going to be a cakewalk for Georgia. I told you I was a little concerned with what Georgia Tech could do. They're at a lose-lose. They're at a win-win situation, mess up Georgia's game and get a big win right here at the end of the year. So for Georgia Tech, they're going to play lights out, and that's exactly what they did. And I'm going to tell you this. There were a couple of overtimes had they just run the ball to the right. That's a whole different ball game. Georgia loses. But at the end of the day, Georgia won the game. They needed to win the game. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say they won it convincingly, but it was by far top 10 football game I've ever seen. I've ever seen. Like, in the history of football games, and I've watched a lot of them, it ranked in there with the top 10. So funny enough, I went home. I was at mom's house. We were all watching.
Yeah, you were over there, yeah.
And I was like, well, you know, it's Georgia, Georgia Tech. I'm just going to go home. I think I was calling you at midnight. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the game of the century. Like, nobody wants to give this thing up. Everybody's stopping. They're throwing it. They couldn't get anything done in overtime with the throw. Now they're running it. It was crazy. Great game.
So, you know, the game kind of trembles on. Georgia Tech's up 17-0 at half. Yeah. And you're really – Georgia Tech is a score or two away from ending this football game.
Yep.
Wendy, a lot of things had to go right for Georgia. But just like Georgia normally does, they came back in the second half. Georgia Tech quarterback who played so hard. It was such a physical game, but put it all on the line, fumbled there real late.
Yes.
I'm not sure that the guy, the play that the Georgia Tech quarterback fumbled on was not a targeting penalty by the Georgia player.
Right.
The guy comes in and lowers his head. I'm not really wanting them to call a penalty on that, but that poor guy's going to get hurt ducking his head like that, Wendy. Kind of a comedy of errors for Georgia Tech late to get Georgia back into the game, Wendy. I think it all lasted on the first overtime. Georgia scored, kicked the extra point. Georgia Tech scored a touchdown. And I thought that first overtime, Georgia Tech had a chance to go for two right there and end up, you know, either winning or losing the game. Ended up going to 8 overtimes. Epic game. Wendy, the Tennessee Volunteers and the Vanderbilt Commodores, Wendy, they play in Nashville, Tennessee, which has been a place of struggles for some teams this year, a.k.a. Alabama.
Yeah.
Tennessee, all they have to do is beat Vanderbilt, and they will get into the college football playoffs, Wendy. Oh. Tennessee's down 14-0 before you can even get your hot cocoa off the stove, Wendy.
Yep. Listen, let me say this. Tennessee came back and blasted them. I mean, Vanderbilt, we needed you one time this year. You couldn't do it. Whatever. Doesn't surprise me. It's Vanderbilt. They ran out of gas right here at the end of the season. But, Trey, at the end of the day, Tennessee's in. They won the ball game, and they have made their way into the top 12. Finally. So they can finally shut up. Like, they're in. You know what I mean? We're gonna
get to that, too. Tennessee wins the game 36-23.
Yep.
Tennessee finally started hitting some passes. They turned the ball over a little bit, but they finally started hitting some passes, Wendy. So is Tennessee waking up? We'll figure that out. Michigan Wolverines and the Ohio State Buckeyes, Wendy. Ohio State supposed to kill them. They're at Ohio State. Let's just wait a minute. Everybody put the game on pause. Michigan wins this game when he went. Michigan beats Ohio State 13-10.
Right.
And a kerfuffle or a scuffle happens at the end of the game, which was a trend over the weekend. Michigan tries to plant their flag in Ohio State's middle of their field, and an all-out brawl breaks out. What?
Trey, there were cops. There was pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
There was coaches. Like, it was insanity. But look, I want to talk about the game for a minute. You know, Ohio State, here's all I'm going to tell you. You got a weak schedule, man. You played, what, Oregon? I think their only loss was to Oregon, I think. All right.
They beat Penn State. They beat Indiana.
Okay. Well, I mean, Indiana, okay. Here's all I'm going to say about it. I think Ohio State consistently gets built up to be the greatest team that's ever lived, and they let me down every year. They do. They really, really do. They make it to the playoffs. They can't get past the big SEC team. So you know what? I don't even like Ryan Day. I think he's weird looking. I know he colors his beard, and I don't know why that bothers me that he colors his beard. Like, it's like... Dude, really? Like, it looks so black. You see what I'm saying? It's like, it doesn't look natural. He looks, I just don't like Ryan Day. Never have, yeah. Y'all. Not a Ryan Day fan. So, at the end of the day, I'm glad they lost. I mean, shut up, Ohio State. They pay all the money. They pay all the money. And what that gives you? A loss to Michigan. A terrible Michigan team, by the way. At home.
Ohio State has a Michigan problem. Wendy, I got to go let my dog back in the back door.
Okay.
South Carolina versus Clemson. South Carolina wins the game 17-14 in a comeback fashion, Wendy.
Yeah.
Your Shane Beamer, South Carolina Gamecocks are on a heater.
Oh, yeah. They've won their last six games. But listen, that was a close game, y'all. We're not going to sit here and act like, you know, South Carolina had just blown them out of the water. I mean, that neither team was scoring. And in my opinion, neither team was playing that well. Both defenses were playing well, but neither offense really started clicking for me until the end of the game. But South Carolina, once again, does what it does best and got it done. And here's the thing. Good for Shane Beamer. I'm excited for the South Carolina Gamecocks. But it is what it is. The win wasn't as important. It was really important for me as an Alabama fan. Let me tell you how. I mean, it was real important to me. I just don't know if it was as important as they thought the win was going to be for them, you know?
Yeah, well, all they had to do is win the game. Winnie, the Sellers kid just would not be denied. A huge win for Clemson. I mean, a huge win for South Carolina. Clemson still gets in the ACC championship game. We will talk about that. Winnie, let me do this before we get to Alabama-Auburn. Texas A&M. Texas beats them 17-7. And I'm telling you, watch the game, and it's boring.
It's just
boring. Texas wins the big rivalry, whatever. Winnie, we have the Iron Bowl to talk about. I don't know how long we've been doing this. Probably too long to not have already talked about the Iron Bowl played at Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium, Wendy. Auburn comes in. They found something.
They have found something,
and Alabama can't figure out a thing to do. Alabama wins the Iron Bowl 28-14, Wendy.
Yep.
Maybe Auburn didn't find anything. Maybe Alabama's not as bad as people think they are. Wendy?
Here's what I got.
Bama's back, y'all.
Baby. Here, listen, we're back. Listen, all we got to do is win one, and then Bama's back. Let me tell you something, Trey. Not all things were clicking on all cylinders, but I do feel like we played a better game than we did the week before. We had to win the game, and we figured out a way to win the game. Milroe used his feet. I'm still slightly concerned about that, but he was able to use his feet and get us some touchdowns early. Auburn kind of found something right there in the middle of the game. They just were never really able to get kind of over the hump of the deficit that was already there. And just like normal, Peyton Thorne right at the end just kind of gets, I call it scared, but I know it's not scared. He just feels all this pressure to make plays, throws the interception, game's over. I mean, for me, it was a great game. Probably the rest of the country would tell you it was kind of boring, but I thought it was a great game.
Alabama with a bunch of turnovers, Wendy. Yep. I mean, just turnovers you have. Yep. You know, but you did have what Alabama does good was showcased.
Yes.
Milroe running the ball. I think he scored 3 running touchdowns. I think that's right. That is what we do good. I said it in our text thread. I think Ryan Williams might be getting a little bit burnt up a little bit. I think they might be asking too much of him. He's returning kicks. He's, you know, Milroe targets him about 37 times a game.
Right.
I think he might have, you know, if we do get in the playoffs, which we'll talk about, This 2 or 3 week break could really help a guy like him, let him reset. But Winnie, Alabama, hard hitting game. These guys are out there blasting. Once again, Hugh Freeze, I thought he had two play calls. One was great and one was stupid. Right. Freeze had a great throwback pass where they had everybody going to the right, throwback to the left screen. That was a really good play call. And like you said, in the middle, late of that third quarter, they were getting on a drive. And for him to throw a running back pass across the field.
Yep.
Is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe that's a play call. And I'm no football expert, but to throw for a quarterback that has a strong arm, to have something designed to be thrown across the field, which meaning if you're on the left side of the field, you're throwing the ball all the way back over to the right side.
Right.
It's a very hard throw to make. There's not a lot of play calls that are played like that, much less having a freaking running back do it.
Right.
You're running back, and after the game, Hugh Freeze is like, yeah, there's a post safety, and if there's a post safety there, he's supposed to throw it back to the quarterback. Dude, this guy's an All-American running back. He's right. Not a quarterback reading defenses. Idiotic play call. I mean, idiotic play call.
Yep.
Left Auburn with no chance.
That's
but
right.
Alabama wins the game and Bryant Denny winning, and that's all you can ask for. Let's get to this week's championship games real quick, Wendy. And we've got to get to the playoffs because I got to have your thing on the playoffs. I think everybody knows. I'm going to run through this real quick. Georgia plays Texas in the dome over there in Atlanta. As you know, Georgia has, I think, only won two SEC championships. Alabama's right. been their bugaboo. Now Texas is there. Can Georgia actually win an SEC championship? That'll be interesting. We can come back to that. Clemson SMU is going to be a late game, 7 o'clock. That game is probably what is going to decide or a big factor if Alabama is going to get into the playoffs, Wendy. And that's really what I wanted to get to. Is Alabama going to get in the playoffs or not, Wendy?
I think Alabama's in no matter what. And I think they set
Whoa.
Up I think they set that precedence up with Miami. So I'm just going to go back to, and I'm going to, Trey, this ain't fluff. Okay. Your favorite word with me this year has been fluff. This is called fluff weekend, Wendy. There's one guy that none of us in the history of the world are ever going to meet, and it's called the money guy that sits in that room at that playoff committee. We'll never know him. We don't know his name. We don't know anything about him, but he knows the analytics to the money of what's going on. So for every one SMU fan, there's about 400 Alabama fans, okay? That's just facts. It's not a mean thing. It's facts. Everybody wants to say the brand. No, guys. It's about money. Had South Carolina beat Old Miss or Alabama or both, Alabama wouldn't be in it. Had Ole Miss decided to play one decent team in all of their cupcake games, I believe Ole Miss would be in it. But alas, here we are. Alabama played Wisconsin and Alabama played UCF. So I just believe those two games is kind of what pushed us into that 11 spot. So here's your problem. When you're looking at this and somebody says, okay, man, well, if I just do three SEC teams, when I tell y'all that's $20 to $60 million they don't make, and I know what y'all are thinking, million, T-shirts, advertising, hotel rooms, I can go all the way down. Guys, it's money. Well, this is a business.
It's about eyeballs on TV. I mean, I think they're only getting 3,500 tickets for the away games. Here's the deal. Let's lay it out. Let me say one thing. This is the way it's been laid out to me. And somebody else might know more than I can, but it really comes down to SMU versus Clemson in the ACC championship game. If whoever wins that game gets an automatic bye. So they're saying 100%. If Clemson somehow wins that game, they're getting in.
Yep.
Well, right now, SMU is 11-1, Wendy.
Right.
SMU's at 11-1. These conference championships are really not supposed to hurt you. And, I mean, is it feasible that, I mean, you've got to get Clemson in, and then it would come head-to-head against SMU. Now, let's go back another way. If SMU wins the game, then I think everybody's thinking Alabama's in.
Right.
So, then it could come down to what you're saying, the SMU versus Alabama.
So let me ask you this, Trey, as far as viewership goes. We don't get in. So, there's only three SEC teams in at that point, right? That's going to be Georgia, Tennessee, Texas.
Right.
I'm not sitting down to watch Indiana and SMU. I'm just making up game thing. Like, I don't know who will play who. I'm not sitting down to watch it. You've already got a Boise State that's going to fly in there that gets a bye that's going to get killed by whoever they play. Y'all, this is what you said. It's about the eyes on the TV. You're about to take out an entire conference that would be watching that game. Because who watches Alabama play, Trey? Alabama fans and then the rest of the world to watch us lose. Your biggest TV audience comes from Alabama fans and people that hate Alabama. So I would be mind blown with SMU's lack of strength of schedule if they lose their second game and get in. I'm not saying they won't do it. I'm saying I'd be mind blown because of the money side of it. They got to make money.
Yeah, it's mixed. Wendy, you bring up a good point. I agree with you. I don't think you said anything wrong. It just does not feel like to me Alabama should be in this thing. There's just nothing about the season that makes me feel that way.
Shut your mouth, Ricky Bobby. Nope. That's why we're losing viewers right there. I'm going to tell you something, Trey. I don't care how we get in. And I'm going to tell you, we wouldn't be in if South Carolina had figured out how to win one of those two games. And South Carolina, let me tell you something else. Who you should be mad at are the LSU officiating team. Those people in that LSU game absolutely screwed you out of the playoff this year. Y'all should have beat LSU. You did beat LSU, in my opinion, and you didn't get the win. It is what it is. I don't want to hear it, Trey. If you're looking at the top four SEC teams, I'm not saying top four teams in the country. Alabama's the fourth best team in the SEC, and four spots need to go to the SEC, in my opinion. And I think the dollars and cents tell them that as well. Now, whether or not we deserve it, I don't know, but I'm the fourth best team in the SEC. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm with you. I'm with you. The season has felt a little off. Maybe it's because it's been such a yin and a yang. Every time you're high, you know, they just beat you dead back down. Alabama.
You don't think we could beat Notre Dame, Trey? Do you think we could beat Notre Dame?
Listen, if we have to go to Notre Dame, our road record is not great, Wendy. Our road record is not great.
Can we beat Notre Dame?
So, no. I mean... If the only way we can beat Notre Dame is somebody talk a major crap against Jalen Milroe. Because at this point, it only seems like Jalen Milroe is going to get up if somebody's talking crap about him.
Right, Notre Dame ain't got nothing on our athletes. We'll run for 16 touchdowns against them. He don't even have to throw the ball if we play Notre Dame. You think Indiana can beat us?
No, Indiana's a different story, Wendy. Indiana's a totally different story. It depends on where the games are played, Wendy. We hadn't loaded up the bus. We have one good road game this year, and that was against LSU. One.
We're not going to take into account we beat Wisconsin. It's not an SEC team. We beat Wisconsin. Here's the thing, Trey. Here's what I'm going to say. I didn't get on this podcast with you today for you to tell me we don't deserve to be in it. The four teams from the SEC need to get in the college football playoff. And this year, there's three teams that you could have plausibly looked at. Bama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina. I'm deducing the math. South Carolina lost to both of us. They're out. Ole Miss, I just think those first five cupcake games were really bad. They played like the bottom tier of the bottom tier. And I think Alabama wiggled its way in with those two games with Wisconsin.
And I agree with you, but they have the other thing about Ole Miss's deal is they lost to Kentucky at home.
That's right.
All of Alabama's losses have been on the road. Thanks. And if I have heard one thing Kirby Smart say all year long, Kirby Smart has said all year long, it is hard to win on the road in the SEC.
Yep.
It's a little surprising considering we've won so many games on the road in the SEC in the past 15 years. We're in a new era of college football.
Yep.
It's a little bit different, Wendy. And we're going to have to figure out when to get back on here. Wendy, what else you got today?
Well, I mean, I want to talk a little bit. I do think where the committee got it wrong, and I know it'll kind of get, you know, it'll move around a little bit, obviously, after the weekend. Trey, I don't know. Honestly, you asked me, we got a 50-50 shot of getting in this thing. I'm going to stay positive that we're getting in. I believe they need four teams for the SEC for the dollars and the cents to make sense. Here's what they don't want. They don't want another TCU-Georgia matchup. They don't want any of this weird stuff where people are turning that TV off. So dollars and cents got to figure it out, too. But the way this thing's looking now, putting Ohio State above Tennessee, I thought that was a little bit crappy. First off, you got Ohio State losing at home to a really bad Michigan team, and now you're putting Tennessee maybe on the road to Ohio State. I don't know about that. Like, that was probably the most disappointing thing that I saw throughout the entire thing.
What are they saying in Knoxville?
Well, I mean, honestly, that they're just talking about how Bama got in, which bothers me because you're in. Stop worrying about if we're in. Like, we're, why wouldn't you want another SEC team in there? Why don't you want to be dominant? But whatever. Kind of the same thing I'm saying, Trey, about Ohio State. I think they were all really excited about getting them at home and that being a home game for them. And we all know that environment, man, is something else. It is something else down there. So I just really think that's probably one of the only things I saw them get wrong. You know, I don't really get their thinking on that. But
when are they coming out with the show, Wendy? Is it Sunday?
Sunday. Yeah, like noon or something.
Sunday we'll know. Sunday we'll know either we're in the playoffs or we're playing in the Cheez-It Bowl on December 27th at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday.
If we don't opt out, if we have a team left at that point. Yeah, if we don't opt out. And honestly, at this point, I'm opting out of the Cheez-It Bowl. I might opt out of watching the Cheez-It Bowl, for all I know.
All right. Well, listen, happy holidays to everybody out there listening. I hope you all have a great rest of the week. Wendy, I guess we'll get on here on Sunday maybe, depending on our
schedules. I mean, I think we need to. I mean, here's the deal.
We might have to change our date to do this, Wendy. We can only do this one day a week during the season. We tried the 2 days a week.
Right.
It just doesn't work. If you want to know what day we want to do it, put it out in the comments. We'll try to accommodate whatever date that is. We'll probably get back on here either Sunday or Monday and get that broken down.
Well, it's either going to be our last show of the season or our, you know, third from the last show of the season.
Well, my favorite shows of all these seasons are the prediction shows. And at some point, we have to have a prediction show.
Of what? The Cheez-It Bowl?
We might have to do the national championship game again, Wendy.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Trey, if it's not an SEC team that I like in it, I don't really care. I mean, I'm cheering for the SEC until the day I die. But I'm going to tell you something, Trey. Let this college football playoff not put four teams in. And I'm not turning on the TV to watch Indiana and Boise State. I'm not giving them the view. I'm not giving them the view.
We'll see. Listen, the best teams are going to end up coming out the top, and that's what's going to happen. It's funny how we're talking about all these lower-ranked teams. We're not talking about the Oregons, the upper echelon to these teams. It's just they don't get a lot of play right now. Let's see what happens. Love you, Wendy. We will talk Sunday or Monday. Love you.
All right. Love you. Roll Tide. Let's get in this thing.
Roll Tide. Bye.
Bye.